Good morning, Bloomington. Hour number two of the Glass in the Morning radio program. Tuesday, June 23, 25th. It remind me a week from today. It's my wife's birthday, will you?
A week from today, it's your wife's birthday.
Don't remind me now. Remind me later so I don't forget. I can forget now, no problem. It's later.
I can't forget
about later. That's the key to all this. But we have a week before we end the month of June. I do know that. And the weather's going to be nice. We get hot. Yesterday, we get hot one more time, and now until the 4th of July, everything else is 83 or less. How about that? Our warmest temperature this week is going to be 87 on Thursday. Today is 83, afternoon sunshine, hopefully. Only a 10% chance of a pop-up storm. Wednesday, 83. 20% chance, partly cloudy skies. Thursday, 87, with a 60% chance of scattered thunderstorms. Scattered thunderstorms on Friday is a 40% chance, a high of only 77, and the lows back down in the 60s. How about this? 76 and 57 on Saturday, 77 and 59 on Sunday. That's summertime, the first weekend of summer.
Wow.
And if you're leaving, it's going to be, if you're going anywhere for 4th of July week, the warmest we get on 4th of July week is 81. And the best chance of rain is early in the week right now. So hopefully that all leaves us alone. But again, nicely done. It was warm yesterday, 87. We're going to see 83 today. Updated forecast, live watches or warnings, and live radar can be found at WGCLradio.com. That's Keith Klein.
Good morning.
You're back?
Yes.
Well, that's good. It's good to have you
back.
Actually,
this is my front.
That's right. That's how we do it here in Radio Land. And back with us here on a Tuesday morning as well is City Councilman Tim Mayer, who checks in. Tim, good morning. How are you?
I am very fine. Thank you.
Well, thank you for making time for us here on a Tuesday morning, as you usually do. Did you survive the Taste of Bloomington? Did you get down there for your volunteerism?
No, this year we took a pass on that.
I heard. So did I. And all the text messages I got, sounds like we made a good decision because they didn't need our help. There were enough folks down there. It was packed. Everybody was having a great time. And we're lucky the rain held off. Had a little rain the morning, but once that got through, looks like everything else was a success on the weekend.
Well, I have to congratulate you on the weather. You did a great job. you really did.
I don't want the credit when it's good because I don't want the credit when it's bad. I think we're all in this together.
I have one more thing I want to tell you. I overheard you talking about your wife's forthcoming birthday.
Yes.
I solved that problem years ago.
Would you tell me how?
I married a woman whose birthday is one day after mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you just have a whole week full of you can't screw that up.
When she gives me a birthday card, it's like, okay.
That's your reminder of the versus tomorrow.
I have less than 24 hours.
That was very convenient.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, our anniversary is July 5, so it's all in the same week.
How can you forget that?
I didn't.
Right after the 4th of July?
I asked you to remind me not to forget, so you have to be there for me, Keith.
Jeez.
It's a busy week, so that was my plan B. I couldn't get as close as you did, but that's a good idea. Now, we have stuff going on in the city council. What am I reading?
A committee of the whole meeting.
I'm not touching the newspaper.
Oh,
almost killed me this
other
morning.
Things.
What else? Hand me my tongs, Keith. I have
Sneezy is on the radio right now.
The Courthouse Square Historic District. Why is that on the front page today? I'm not even going to get it. We've been talking about that forever.
Well, we're moving closer to doing that. But tomorrow night will be a committee of the whole meeting.
Okay.
And we will be discussing the opportunity for Housing Neighborhood Development Department to do Saturday inspections at the end of the construction season.
Well, Tim, the developers have been asking for that, haven't they?
Yeah, and this is for new and remodeled apartments
right.
coming
online.
So
they work right up to the moment the kids are supposed to move in, and
that's
they need
right.
the inspections in order for the kids to move in.
That's right.
All right, so you guys have to pass that legislation?
Yes, because it's a modification of our ordinance, yeah.
And so what does hand, is it just permission to allow Saturday inspections?
Yes, for a period of time, which they will define, and also the fee, which I think is half again what the normal fee is. So I think that's correct, yeah.
It gets pretty hectic then as we approach the move-in dates?
Yes, if you think about it, when something like Patterson Point comes online.
Oh, yeah.
there's a lot of units there, so they have to get out and inspect. And it's for health and safety issues.
Right.
You know, make sure the electrical is operating properly and the drains are draining properly and all those things. So,
how many people do that?
That's a good question. I don't have an answer. I suspect there's probably 5 or 6 inspectors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it probably takes a pretty good amount of time to do that per apartment complex.
Yes, I would have to think so. Yeah.
Do you know of any significant new apartments coming online? Because you mentioned not only the new ones, but rehabbed and such.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see as many this year as we did last year. Last year seemed to be kind of a banner year with Patterson, the project on Patterson coming online.
Now, will the public have an opportunity to participate in this meeting?
As always, yes. Okay. And the committee hold tomorrow will be chaired by Councilmember Speckler, and we will have that one item on the agenda. Basically, what will happen is the meeting will start. We will have a presentation from the HAND staff. Council members will have an opportunity to ask questions. The public will then be invited to give their thoughts and comments. Then we'll come back to the council when the public is finished and either have more questions or final comments and give it a recommendation. So it should be fairly short and sweet tomorrow night, hopefully.
Tim, is this a no-brainer? I mean, this is not something that's controversial or going to cause a lot of circumspection in this, is it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I think it's pretty straightforward. Actually, the people who have apartments are kind of looking forward to it, from what I'm told. So I don't think it's negative in any way, shape, or form.
Now, is your action tomorrow night final then?
No, then we'll come back the next week.
To the regular meeting.
Yep.
So it'll be a week from tomorrow where it'll be finally approved and go into effect.
That is correct.
Then you get the rest of the summer off, right?
No, that's probably when we'll have... We'll probably start to see first reading, which means we will probably start to hear about the historic designation for the downtown square. I'm jumping ahead here a little bit, but I think that's pretty much what we'll be doing at that time. So,
what is that an issue or controversial in any way?
I suspect some people could have concerns about it, but I think so much of the downtown square has been fixed up. I'm searching for the word.
Mm-hmm. Renovated.
Renovated that, and good players like Cook Group and others have invested a lot in the downtown.
Well, and I think that's the point of all of this is they've invested all of this when downtown was nothing. They've brought it back to this point. Let's not let a couple other people just
turn
it into what they want to turn it into. They didn't.
Yeah.
Right. So now. Free market capitalism doesn't work everywhere, every way. There has to be some other
stipulations and rules. Well, I think there's
something
to preserve there. It's really part of the character of our community, and I think it's just something that a lot of people have to apply
as well.
Common sense isn't all that common anymore.
Well, it's not, but you've got if things need to be fixed, they can. Mm-hmm. And we
right.
I think when it comes to our downtown square, common sense does prevail. So.
Tim, let me ask you, is it literally the square, or is it something that creeps out from the square?
I think the map that I saw takes in about a block around the square. So everything.
So north, south, east, and west of the actual square is included, too?
Front to back would be a better term, yes?
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Well, there you go. So we'll keep an eye on that moving forward. When do you guys start getting into budget stuff?
We won't get into budgets until mid-August when we come back from recess. And recess will start on the, I believe, we meet, if we do meet up, it's around the 16th of July. That will be our last meeting until we come back in mid-August. And as I think I mentioned last week, we'll probably be looking for a change of venue for meetings that occur after July 1st because we will be in the process of rewiring the council chambers for better microphones and
So audio visual clubs in there tearing it up.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah,
but those are meetings that you get a fair attendance at for budget hearings, right?
Yeah, and that's the reason why we'll probably have to move some of our meetings, the early July meetings, because they want to have that all completed by the time the budget is ready.
Where might they be moved to that can handle it?
One discussion is
Mayor's house.
Yeah,
that's right.
Backyard barbecue.
Hey, we're having the kids over. Throw some hot dogs on.
The utility service building.
Oh, down on the south side, over by
down on
the bus garage.
And Miller. Yeah,
right. Okay.
That's correct. Yeah.
I'm going to ask the dumbest questions because I have to get my one in a day. Why there?
Well,
why not the library? Why not the transportation center? Why
parking?
Not? Well, some of you are downtown. That's my point. Is you're out of the
there's
center.
There's a meeting room there that's big enough. Katz has
enough Barca loungers, recliners.
Katz has the room wired for their purposes, so we can broadcast from there. So that was one possibility. The other was the Nat Hill courthouse room, which
there you
is
go.
The commissioner's room.
Well, they only use that at 9:30 in the morning.
No, we meet at 7:30 at night.
Oh, you guys do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's something to kind of
well, you'll let us know. You'll break that news right here on this program. Tim Mayer's our guest this morning. He's a city councilman that joins us every Tuesday. What do you got, Keith? Keith's been gone for a week. He's brimming with activity.
I'm fascinated because,
today.
As I understand it, the new parking regulations for the summer have gone into effect. How's it working?
From what I'm hearing, I think it's okay. Yeah.
So we got...
it's less hours to pay.
Right.
That's right.
You know what? I would go. I would take a little confusement for less hours to pay. I bet I'd figure it out real quick if it's less hours to pay.
It's gone from
14.
Eight to 10 to 9 to 9.
Yeah. Okay. 14.
Tim, let me
12.
Ask you a question because the author of the hotline in today's HT mentions that she lost 75 cents in a parking meter and then used her credit card. And kind of left an open question of, don't know if I can get my 75 cents back. Is there a way to do any of that kind of thing if you have a problem with a parking meter?
I'll give her a dollar if she stops writing letters.
Yeah, you know, if they quit using that soy ink, huh?
You know, I don't have a direct answer for that, but I suspect if you went to the city controller's office with the meter number, you probably could get to somehow get compensation.
They're very understanding.
Yeah.
The only understanding they will not have is on the parking application because
Park Mobile.
Park Mobile is not that's Park Mobile. That's not
that's
the
right.
city of Bloomington. So most people that work all those get it. They're used to using stuff like that. But if you're new to that, just another reminder, you have to stop it manually.
As you pointed out, last week, if you use the application called Park Mobile, once you get that meter running, as soon as you come back to your car and about to leave, you have to go back to that app and turn that
meter
off. Otherwise, the meter continues to run.
Yeah, the meter's not smart enough to turn itself off.
I did have a good experience with the parking meter because I got downtown. I knew I was going to be there for a while, and I was putting it on my credit card, and I kept putting in more money and more money and more, and it wouldn't let me put in more money. And I got angry because I don't want to get a ticket. And then what essentially was going on is the meter wasn't going to be charging after a certain hour, and it wasn't letting me put
in
more money. I thought that was great. It wouldn't let me put more money in.
Now that will happen with a credit card. It won't happen with coins.
Okay.
Oh yeah, because you can't get the coin. There's no return coin return.
That's right.
As I learned yesterday, I stuck in a quarter and looked down. There's already an hour on the meter. I was like, "All right, I've paid it forward, Tim. That's what I've done."
There you go.
I'm helping those find room to park
and
paying
for
a quarter
hour. And if you were only
there
30 minutes, you gave somebody else 30 minutes.
I was there for 6 minutes picking up carryout, but all I had was a quarter.
Nice.
Well, I'm a man of the people. I'm trying to help here.
Wasn't
there a person going around town a long time ago filling up parking meters for fun when they were expired?
I've heard that.
urban the Sasquatch that had the bag full of nickels.
If you come onto a parking meter that's got 30 minutes left on it and you put money in, does it wipe out that 30 minutes?
No.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
See, I've been places where you put new money in, it wipes out what was there. Wow. Okay.
Tim, we should have looked at those meters. You just solved all your budget shortfalls if you had any immediately. You've got to be able to pay it forward. That's the fun part. All right, Tim, the meeting is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 7:30 in the council chambers. It'll be short and fruitful meeting.
So just bring two quarters for that one.
That's
and,
right.
And we'll keep you updated on when the council moves, where they will move to.
That is correct.
And that will be your job. We will talk to you next Tuesday. Believe it or not, that will be the final day of June.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow. It's my wife's birthday, so I have to keep saying that out loud so yeah. I remember.
Don't forget your wife's birthday, Mike.
Don't forget to remind me next Tuesday that it is my wife's birthday.
I hope she doesn't listen to the radio.
Oh, she doesn't. Have you heard this program? Oh, jeez. You do that to yourself.
That would double our audience.
Well, happy pre-4th.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. And we have the parade commander right here with us.
There you go.
The man who will be in the reviewing stand.
Jim Inman will be there, too. Yes.
See, now that'd be a radio program.
That's right.
Here comes the float. There's Tim, people on it.
Tim, while he's talking about candy. That, I got to tell you, years and years ago when I first started in radio and I was still a teenager, they sent me out to broadcast the 4th of July parade.
He gave Marconi an award, Tim.
And the fireworks show on radio. On radio. They had sold it, and I had to broadcast it. And what do you say? Ooh, there's a pretty red one.
Yes.
Ooh, blue. Ooh.
Looks like a massive umbrella that's on fire in the evening skyline.
I wasn't that glib.
Well, that's what they were trying to tell you to do. You got to be glib.
That's where you got your training, right
just,
there.
Just close your eyes and pretend. How do they know you're lying?
Well, the best line I did was you read everything that comes by in the parade. And a septic service came by, and their slogan was, "Nobody sticks their nose in our business." And I read that on the air. So it's like, brilliant, Klein.
That was good. Harry Carey used to tell stories back in the days in St. Louis when he'd step out for a moment or two. He'd come back in, make up a few pitches of what happened, because who was going to call it on?
Good old Harry.
Good old Harry, that's right. Ah, yes.
Why doesn't that not surprise?
No, exactly, exactly. he said, you know what? But they couldn't see they didn't know I was in the bathroom because I said, well, there's a curveball in the dirt. That one's a little over his head. Here we go. And then the guy gets a hit, and you're right back on schedule. Just like we'll be next Tuesday, right, Tim?
That's right. Hey,
don't forget your wife's birthday.
That's I won't.
Okay. Mine is passed.
There, that's good. We'll get you next Tuesday. Thanks, pal.
Thank you.
Tim Mayer puts up with us every Tuesday morning. He's one of the few. We thank him for his time and his effort, just like we thank J&S Locksmith. They're with us every Monday through Friday, the very busy 8 to 8:30 half hour. J&S, 508 West 17th Street here in Bloomington. Everything for the residential or